Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. We're blessed today with Lexi, Our Lady to the Stars, and she will be talking about, it's Pluto's influence on the U.S. I'm also going to demonstrate to you today some scripture about the influence of heavens, stars, and the planets. You know, astrology has received bad press for years, yet astrology has helped a lot of people. Genesis 1:14 in the King James Version says, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs," key word, signs, "and for seasons and for days and years." Key word again is signs. God made the sun and the moon in verse 16, and he saw it was good. It's a good thing. From ancient times until present, kingdoms and rulers fear gifted ones from God. After all, they crucified Jesus. Psalm 8, verse 3, God ordained the stars. Isaiah 13:10 speaks of withholding constellations and stars as judgment. Therefore, they must be of benefit. Luke 21:25 speaks that there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. Matthew 2:2, the star predicting the birth of Jesus. Matthew 2:10, wise men had great joy when they saw the star, and the wise men welcomed Jesus with gifts, King Jesus. These are some examples in defense of astrology, and my favorite of all time is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God. Well, now I think it's important that we hear Lexi about the influence of Pluto and what she has to tell us today about current events, and then we will take calls. And I save time by skipping the tips and the health tips and the cosmic weather for today in honor of Lexi. Okay, Lexi, take over. Hello? Uh-oh, seems as though I've lost her. Let me get her again here.
Hello?
Okay, there you are. Take over.
Hi, Daisy. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this because we've been friends for a little while now, not that long, but long enough to know each other. So anyway, I want to make it short because you probably have calls. So I want to talk a little bit about the Piscean age and the Aquarian age. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about Pluto, touch up on that, and I'll try to make it as short as possible. Anyway, we are coming out of the Piscean age, and supposedly it started in 2012, and remember at that time they talked about end times. Well, the end times were the end of the Piscean age, which lasted about 2,100 years. Some people say it started in 2020 and some in 21. It doesn't really matter when you think about 2,000 years, a year or two, who cares, right? So anyway, the Piscean age, to me, I kind of looked at it, and Pisces itself functions through reflection. So if you are a Pisces, you often get around people, and then you reflect yourself through them. And when people know you, and they talk to each other about you, they might see a different person because you are different with everybody. So there's a reflection through others, and you often don't really know who you are personally. So you have to have that. You have to have people around. Anyway, the Piscean age was kind of like that. We learned to reflect through each other to find our emotional state and all. And then reflected, worked a lot on our emotions and sensitivities and outer gods and outer things that became important. Now, the Aquarian age that we are entering is very different. It is, Aquarius is air, and we are reflecting more through the mind. And it's also astrology. It rules astrology, but it also rules technology big time. So we are going into a technological age, but we're going to have to get it right by the year 23, because Pluto then will go into Aquarius, and that's going to be a powerful planet. Pluto, which Daisy talked about at the beginning that I might talk about, going into Aquarius is going to be a very pivotal point. Pluto is how we transform on a very deep level. It rules the bowels in the physical astrology. So the darkest stuff has to come out, and it was in Capricorn all this time. So we've been digging in all that dark structure, all the old structures that we had. All of that is coming down, which Aquarius will bring down too, by the way. We are not going to have the old race any longer. All the old traditions, all of that Pluto for the last 20 years has punctured all of that and started to destroy it. And it's changing all into now a mental kind of relating. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Uranus rules electricity. So it's a very fast-moving energy. So we are going to move because it's mental. So we are going to move into, and we are feeling it already, into this technological way of life, which is going to be very different from what we had up till now. There are going to be lots of changes, one of which the good news is that we are going to have a new way of healing. We are going to have a new way of producing food, new way of cleaning water, rebirthing our earth through natural things. Healing through natural things. All of the chemical companies, all these people are going to come down, okay? Because they have not meant well for us. So all of that is changing over the next few years. It's going to stop. Then we're going to go into that transformation over time. This is just a general view on what I'm seeing here. And the eclipse, there's an eclipse at the end of the month. I don't know if it's the 28th or 29th. It's going to be in Taurus and Uranus together, which is going to be Sun, Moon, and Taurus, and then Uranus there. It's going to be a very powerful, quick-moving thing having to do with our nature, with our food and all of that, because Taurus is, you know, it's Earth. It protects it. It does something for the Earth. So we're going to have some stuff happening with the food. But there's also a beautiful junction with Jupiter and Venus, which is very fortunate in Pisces. So our spiritual growth is going to start taking place. I have such a lot. We're going to have inspiration, new understandings are going to come about. So there's going to be a huge thing. Okay, now I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Okay, and what was the effect that Pluto had on America?
Okay, Pluto America is a Cancer-ruled nation. Any planet opposite to a sign. So there's always Cancer, opposition has Capricorn. So when you have an opposition, you have to bring the two things together. So the Sun in Cancer and Pluto having been in Capricorn for 12 years, which is going to move out of by next year, has brought about a total power collapse, which we can keep the power, but this time America, we came in really kind of under some questionable circumstances, because we actually took over the land. So this time, and we then created this freedom country, this time our power has to be based pure. It has to be based through a spiritual, connective kind of thing, not warring any longer, but through true love and understanding of everyone. And we must be like the blueprint for the world to bring this about. So it's the world is looking up on us to do that, and at this time, naturally, we are not doing it. So we are undergoing this huge, dark kind of crap that we're still digging through in order to start working on the new concept that will start evolving. But you all have to remember that we are still like babies. We just are born. We are not really there yet. We are just beginning all this. So just always remember that. But we are on our way, and I have great hope and a belief that everything is going to turn out perfect, because there's a huge movement of a total redoing everything. And that's going to bring us into a whole new way of life. We're even going to eventually start learning how to live multiple realities at once. I know this sounds crazy, but we are just about ready to do that. So you're going to have dreams or situations where you feel like you're doing two things at once in a whole different way than you have ever done. It's going to be exciting, but you have to allow it to happen. You cannot go into it with fear or resistance. If you have those two going on, you're going to struggle. It's not going to be good for you. So it's important to let it happen. It's going to be exciting if you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
That is very good. And you know what? It goes right along with the concept in spirituality. We are a spirit. We possess
right.
a soul, and we live in a body. And
yes.
we need to feed our spirit, in especially this year, because change is necessary. Now, it can be emotional with all those twos, but it's really, really, we need to accept people. And, you know, in Samuel, and I don't know exactly what chapter and stuff right now, but God doesn't look at the outside form. He looks at the heart, and the heart is symbolic of the spirit sometimes, but he looks at our spirit, and God is a spirit, and we need to be able to be in the spirit to have proper worship, and we need to accept everybody. You know, we don't need to form judgments
yes.
and all this hate and stuff. It's, you know, I'm glad to see, and everybody needs to stay out of fear. So let's start taking some calls here, and here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello. Okay.
Are we having technical difficulties?
Yeah, we did. We lost you at first. I had to recall you again. Yeah. You'd think it was Mercury retrograde, huh? Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Oh, this is not good. Okay, let's keep trying here. Hello, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Hi.
Oh,
hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, this is
yeah.
Meredith. I'm so thankful.
Hi, Meredith.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful, for bringing your astrologer on to answer my question, which is fantastic. I'm so grateful. So this is fantastic. And so my question here is, I'm also sort of an amateur astrologer, and I have not had the capacity, the chance to really look at nations, astrology of nations. And, I'm very familiar with Pluto returns and things and all of that good stuff. But I'm just wondering, what do you think is going to happen with the fact that we're hitting this sort of pivotal age as a nation where we're practically getting to the point of a full Pluto return around the sun? And what do you think that's going to mean for this country?
Patsy? Hello. Looks like I lost her again. I'm having technical problems today. Let me get her. Just hang on there, Meredith.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Dave.
Well, we know, you know.
Hi, this is the Blonde Residence. Please leave your name and number. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Hi, this is the Blonde Residence. Please leave your name and number. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
I don't know what happened to her. I don't know what happened to her. I'm having technical problems today.
Well, what she said today was that with these ages that are ending, and what she said particularly about Pluto was that we have to get out of fear, and we need to do that anyway. Fear doesn't come from a supernatural God. It does not come from, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but we've been inundated with fear because we've been handed that by the buckets full, you know, between the, you know, coronavirus and the economy and recession and the list goes on, you know. So I think we have to be ready for change, and I think there's an understanding that needs to be here that we need to accept people as they are without judgment. Even in Scripture, it says that we have a right to, if a person doesn't want to live a certain way, you know, heaven will back up. And that's it. I mean, we accept, heaven accepts people's choices. So I think that's the big part of it. But I will ask her, and I'll send you an email if I find out anything different. I don't know what happened to her. I can't get her on her phone, so I don't know what's going on here.
I think I was okay. I think I was disconnected, Daisy. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear
did
me.
Did you hear anything I said?
Yes, I heard what you said.
Did you hear anything?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if she's had a chance to study other countries, like England's been around for a long time.
Yeah, she. I'm
you
sure
know, countries
she does.
That are older.
She's a,
you know that. Yeah, I mean countries that are much older than us.
Yeah.
They've been through multiple, you know, of these processes, and I would be very interested in knowing what some of the other countries went through
Lived in other countries, and she is totally into this. This is what she does. But, you know, you could email her. Let me get her email address for you and ask her that question and tell her, you know, we lost her on the radio show. You know, it's this crazy day. You'd think Mercury was retrograde. Let me find out here and ask her that question, and I'm sure she'll answer you. Okay, let's see here. I probably will have to email that. You know, here we go. Let's see. It's Lexi, L-E-X-I, astrology, at gmail.com, and ask her if you, and then I will do the same thing, okay?
Okay, that's fantastic.
Hello?
And the other thing, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I just want to thank you for being for pointing out that we need to not live in fear. And it's very hard not to do, you know, reading the headlines and seeing terrible pictures of poor Ukraine being blown into smithereens. It's very upsetting and distressing, and it's very depressing.
You have reached the maximum time allowed to make your recording. To review, re-record, or add to your message, press 1. To mark your message urgent, press 2. To mark your message private, press 3. To send your message as is, press...
I have no idea what that was either. Okay, so, hello? I have no idea what that was about.
It's a comedy of errors.
I think you hooked up to something else here. But thank you, and I will definitely, you know, this is where counseling comes in. I mean, sometimes you need somebody to talk to, and we definitely, fear is paralyzing, can make you sick. You know, it's just we have to trust in Almighty God and know that everything's going to be fine for believers and people that are working on their feeding their spiritual side this year. I can tell you that. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you, Daisy.
You're welcome. Hello?
Hello, how are you
Hello.
Today?
Well, we lost Lexi, and I couldn't get her back, so ask me your question.
That's
At least
okay.
Maybe you heard
That's,
her.
Yes, I did. I've been listening, and I'm sorry you're having technical difficulties today. But I love talking to you, so maybe it's time to possibly look at my health.
Okay. Okay. That is a very good question. Well, you know, when we have our needs met and we have that security feeling like all my bills are paid, everything is cool, you feel better, you know. So, but when you struggle and something comes up over the horizon that was unexpected, you know, that can throw you off balance. You are to persist, and it says that you need to practice the presence. Practicing the presence is meditation. That's where you find yourself a little spot in your house, and you practice the presence of God by deep breathing and taking in His energy, and you know, it's your relationship with Him. I started out in religion, but I believe religion has done a lot of damage. There's been a lot of abuse, just like when I was talking about astrology, and it's actually good, but it was abused back in the day, you know, back in the ancient times. And the Bible's been abused, and people use things for their, depending on, it, you know, what their heart is. If the heart is greedy, then they, you know, really care about whether they're helping or not. They just want money. So you are to persist towards this goal and to trust, and you're going to be very surprised. And,
okay.
You know, when you're going through pain and you have pain in your body, and I can tell you, being a mature senior here at my age, you know, it's been very difficult for me to slow down anywhere, you know, and it's like, you know, it's very difficult to age and to lose what you're used to having, you know. But you have to work on that. And I do show a prosperity thing for you, which is going to make you feel happy. And, you know, when you feel happy, the Bible says that laughter is medicine. You know, so when we
yeah.
feel happy, the body responds, and the body responds to love. When we get mad at ourselves for things that don't work, we make them worse. So it's all in how you think about it, and it says you're a woman of vision, that you have some gifts of vision, and that you have good practical sense. So if it makes sense to you, you'll do it, you know. So
yeah.
I think that basically you need what we call in metaphysics is soaking. And it's not that you're soaking in a bathtub or anything. It's you're soaking in the presence of God. You find a time every day to be able to take in His presence and His spirit and get healed. And you'll be surprised what that does for the body.
I actually have the perfect spot.
Anyway.
It what?
Pardon me? It says you're going to be surprised anyway. I think when this prosperity thing happens, it's going to take such a load off of you, and it's like you're born again or something. It's like Lexi said, we need to realize that we're still babies in this changeover that's going from one age to another, and we need to not have fear. Not fear is going to make us struggle and have a hard time, and yeah, all of that.
Well, so. You have definitely made me smile, and I'm so grateful. And thank you so much for your show. You do a lot for us, and God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating. You guys make it possible. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, yes.
Hello.
I was wondering. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, can you hear me okay? Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes,
we have been having technical problems. I lost Lexi, and I can't seem to be getting her back here. I've tried a couple of times, and then I got this weird recording. So I'm just going to continue on. What can I do for you?
Thank you. I have a legal issue happening, and David is my lawyer. Do you believe he'll be able to defend my work so I can keep it?
Okay. Okay. Let's look at that.
Thank you so much.
This is one of your challenging things. You know, we all have, Scripture says in this world we'll have trouble. Unfortunately, we live in a world that has negative and positive. And we've been in some, it shows that it's one of those struggling, painful experiences. But I'm showing that you'll be able to keep your work.
Oh, fantastic. And is it through with him?
Yeah.
Or is there any more I have to do? Or it just kind
of
rests
on? You have a very smart, determined, active, intellectual attorney.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Oh, thank
so there's
God.
Unlimited possibilities here. And I know you will feel really relieved when this is over. So it looks like it's going to be over. And I show your life getting back into, that mean that nothing's happened until then, but it just means that, you know, the aftermath and the dust settles and everything, that your life is back in normal swing of things in June.
In June. Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. That's a huge
and
relief.
I'll keep this in prayer.
Oh, thank you.
There's
thank
no
you.
Distance
oh,
in prayer, and God knows. And God knows everybody that's involved here. He's with us. You know, when there's two or more gathered, he's with us. So
Amen.
We will keep this in prayer, and we will. And it looks good. And I hope that relieves your mind and helps you.
Yes, yes, immensely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome. God bless.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, I got you again.
Hi.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is
you.
Me again. I don't know. I wasn't sure if you'd come back to me or not. I was trying to be respectful of other people, but. Yeah, anyway, I just think you do amazing work, Daisy, and I miss you.
Well, thank you. I miss you, too. It's nice to have you back.
Yeah, I really hope you have a wonderful year. And I really want to, again, thank you for bringing this astrologer on, or trying to bring the astrologer on to the best of your ability.
Well, she's in based in Chicago, and I don't know what happened today, but like I said, use her email address, and I'm sure she'll answer you. Okay.
Yeah, that would be just great.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, beautiful. You have a wonderful spring.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello, you're
it's Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm real good, actually. I think I'm pretty much totally out of the woods. I haven't had any symptoms, and
you sound
I'm getting
so much
stronger
better
by the day. I feel like my old self again. Praise God.
Good.
I amaze the doctors.
Awesome.
they're just
oh,
going,
I'm
okay,
sure.
This don't make any sense. I said, well, I believe in God, and they go, obviously.
Okay, I think you had God and the angels watching over you, so I'm so glad everything worked out for the best. God bless.
Okay.
And I appreciate
you.
Your email through Keen. I did get your email, and just to give you a short update and then maybe get some feedback from you, I spoke to my manager, and she reassigned me to support someone else at work who will be a lot easier to work for. I'm just wondering.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you very much for your help in that. I'm sure it played a role. Everything worked out better than I expected.
It's a major challenge for you this lifetime, not just in career, but in love life, too. And
well, and that's why I wanted to know if I'm doomed forever, the rest of my life.
No.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
No. That's the purpose. See, this is where astrology and numerology helps. Like I said, my favorite verse is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God. If we're operating in love, it's working good. Greed and other things, that's where the deception and using people and all that comes in. But and it's been going on for years. I mean, the Bible was used to control women, and it was used to control slaves, and it was misused as well as astrology and everything else. It depends on who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And where their heart is, and
yeah.
what their intent is. Then this is what is good when you can find these things out. And it's once you recognize the problem, it's like going to a doctor and you get diagnosed, they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once we recognize that, okay, this is a problem, we know what to do. So we know what to do by, one, confessing it, finding some time alone, and like I told the other lady, so it's called soaking. You take in the presence of God. You find a little spot and you deep breathe and you meditate and you practice the presence of God and tell him you realize that you've attracted this and you want the solution
mm-hmm.
now, and you ask him to forgive you for your part in it, whatever you did to create it. Could have been
mm-hmm.
another lifetime or who knows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, now that you know, and I already see a solution. Just like you're telling me that they're moving you with somebody that's going to be easier to work with. Because once I saw that,
yeah.
I already prayed to remove it.
Yes, thank
you
very much.
I need
you.
Yeah. It's your,
okay.
It's your baby. You know what I mean? It's your.
I own it. Yeah.
I mean, I can.
I own it.
Yeah. So just don't own it anymore. Mm-mm. Release it.
Okay.
It's part of releasing your past, and that's something we really need to do this year, because this year is very good. It with all these twos, it can be emotional, but it can be the right combination in career. It can be the right combination in love life, and you could certainly meet that right person this year. And I'm going to be praying
sure hope
for that.
So. Thank you.
So I
would really appreciate that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I need you to do your part. Okay.
Well, I'm just
so
glad to know there's hope. So thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Take care. I'll talk to you again. Should be starting today. Hey, Daisy.
Hi.
It's
Hi.
Vicki. Hey, so Barb, she
Hi.
Said to try to call her back. Can you hear me? She said
yeah.
to try to call her back. You want to try?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that while I have you on the line because you're understanding.
There she is.
Hello.
There
you are.
We lost you.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Okay. Vicky's on the line.
Okay.
Hello. Hello there.
Hi, Vicky. How
yeah,
are you?
Get the cover. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We probably lost a lot of people.
No.
Wondering where
this.
We are.
Let's
no,
do,
we're. I've been answering questions.
Let's do the three M's. Music, men, and money.
And what? You got to be kidding, right?
Yeah.
What is the question? What?
Let's do a general. Goodness. Just go general.
That's a reading. What are you talking about?
One question, honey. We got a lot of people
on. Give me a specific. Give me a specific. That's not going to work like that.
Let's look at job.
Okay.
Here, I get her on the phone and she's screaming at me. Goodness gracious.
There are changes coming where you are working. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be similar to something you experienced in the past. I don't know what that is, but similar. Yeah, it changes, definitely. There's also a change of the power structure that is going on with the company. So it doesn't affect you right away, though. I would say, though, you need to look for something else.
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I agree with that because I think, you know, this is really a year of change, and you know, I don't see
it's
a lack anywhere. I see an easy transition. You go from one to the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree with Daisy on that one, but you have to wait until it happens. You can't be antsy. You can't be antsy about you doing anything. You know, it's like you trying to run away from the job. You have to first secure something else, and you have to be calm about it. It's not
okay.
easy. It's not easy. I
okay.
know.
No, it's not. No, it's
no,
not.
No, it isn't.
So it's frustrating, especially down here trying to find something that pays what I'm making.
Right. But there are different, you have like, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You have prayer power behind everything, so don't worry. Worry is the opposite of faith. It's anxiety and anxiousness, and that's not what we want to do. We're not going to give in to fear, okay?
Okay, another thing. One more thing I got for you is that you will get something around the next holiday. When is the next holiday?
May
Memorial
25th.
Day.
The,
yeah.
No. Wait a minute. It could be May 1st, or what is the next one? Or Mother's Day could be around that.
Mother's
that
Day.
You will find something else.
That would be
okay.
really quick.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not that you're starving there. It's something that you are looking at, okay?
Ah, got it. That makes sense. Okay. Makes sense.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Okay. A lot of this technical problem today is frustrating.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, I'm calling today not with really an astrology question, but it's a question about my husband who recently passed away.
Uh-oh.
And I was just wondering if there are any messages from him.
Okay. First of all, I'm so sorry you're going through this. I've been through it a few years ago, not long ago. And I know how hard that is. I'm really sorry. I know what
you're
going
through.
Thank you. Let me see. I usually don't read on the dead, but when something comes up, you know, I talk about it. You know, mm-hmm. the thing I got for you here is the main thing that I feel he wants to relate to you, that you need to be strong. And not in the way of forgetting him, but in the way of moving on with your life. He does not want you to get stifled in pain, in emotional pain. It's very easy to do, because if you do get stifled in that pain, I remember that, it will take you down the wrong path. It will make you, it will become a habit. And to deal with it is the way I did it. I can truly speak out of experience. When it was real bad, I would make sure that I'm around a friend or around my daughter, she really helped me, or other people where you think about other things. It will help. It will not take it away, because when you're alone, you're going to have it again. Then after a while, you tell yourself, okay, I am feeling the feelings, but I know he is fine, I'm fine, and I'm now going to think about something else. You have to make a conscious effort. That's the way you break this up, because the otherwise, when if the pain takes over for too long, it will become permanent. That's the biggest. It becomes like a habit, and it's not easy. And you're in the early swings, so, and also do not honor your pain. You know, I don't want you to stop it, because your pain is real. And you have to also recognize it, but then also talk to it like a child. Like, okay, I know you're there, but now I'm to cook my food, or now I'm going to watch something funny, or now I'm going to talk to my mom or friends or whomever, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the only way.
Okay.
And this is why he is standing there real firm wanting you to do that, because he knows you, that you would go into this constant thing and remove yourself. You end up staying off to yourself and you go through a lot of pain, and that's not something you should do now.
Okay. Well, I've been trying
to
keep busy.
I got what's called soul cards, and I turned them when you said, and they're for the departed. They're just, that's all they do. They're called soul cards. And I have to agree with Lexi that this is, he's very firm about this. He had a difficult transition because of leaving you. There was a lot of sorrow. He wasn't really ready to go. And he's been thinking a lot about his destiny and sending you healing. He wants you to not suffer. That I agree with that. That's all.
Well, I guess I'm concerned about him, you know.
He had to go, okay, the reason you're concerned, he had to go through his trauma. He had to go through something first before he actually is going to be better off. He may not be real good off yet, and that's what you're feeling. He has to go through that. He has to go through that.
Yeah.
You will feel one day, you'll wake up and you'll know he'll be, he's totally fine. He's not, it's not like it is here. You can't, I don't think we can really understand that part, but there's something he has to still accept about his death. Because I also feel like Daisy said that he really didn't want to leave you. He didn't want to go. And that part, mm-hmm. he has to realize his own death at this time.
Okay.
Because he's still talking to you as if he's talking to you. He's acting mm-hmm. like he's still alive.
Yeah, so I kind of
so you
have
feel
to
him at
him
times
go.
Probably real strong. He will also give you a sign. There's going to be something that you're going to know that comes from him, and it's going to give you great a feeling of great comfort. That's coming very
okay.
soon. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
you.
God be with you. We understand your suffering. You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
God bless.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
That's a happy voice.
What's your question today?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, it is.
I know, because I'm so excited to talk to both of you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, my question is related to work. I have a third interview coming up Tuesday afternoon, and it's meaningful work, which I need and I want, and I'm my current job is making me very unhappy. So I wanted to look into that, please.
Okay. The new job seems good, but the problem there would be that some of the people are not getting along with each other. But you will kind of love what you're doing. Maybe you're going to have to come in and be kind of the peacemaker. So
okay.
You will catch on to this quickly. Otherwise, I feel you're going to get this. I really do. I feel you're going to get it.
Oh, good. I hope so. Because my current job, I think they know I'm unhappy there. Okay, great. Yeah, I think they know I'm unhappy. They're removing some of my responsibilities.
Yeah, they know.
Do you have to make a move, too? There's a move. Do you have to make a move?
My physical place? No, actually, the new job is even closer to my home.
Okay.
It's
okay.
only about a mile away,
good.
The main office.
Okay, but there's something about a move that's coming up where you have to make a decision, okay?
Okay, maybe with my boyfriend, I know.
And I agree with this because I turned cards on it. And I agree with what Lexi has said here. Actually, you're being very happy there. You're very positive voice vibration. And you just keep that positive energy. You're going to make things better, actually. I think you're going to be very happy there. I got good news and that you got it. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited.
Yeah, okay,
good.
Cool.
We'll see you about
right,
the move.
Thank you.
That
thank you for
through.
Participating.
Okay, take
okay,
care.
Okay.
Yay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's
hello.
Linda. It's
hi.
Me, Linda. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hear
yes,
me?
We can hear you.
Oh, my God. I went in and out of the queue 4 times. Thank you.
I know. It's been crazy
okay.
today. Okay,
it's
what's
okay.
your question, honey?
Yay, I'm here. I won't waste your time. Okay, last time I talked to Lexi was in February during my birthday, February 16th. And
mm-hmm.
I'm Aquarius, and she says I was like a Pisces, and you agree with her. So here's my thing. With the thing like Pisces, the stuff with my job, people are envious and jealous of me, and I got let go. So I need to know, where do I go? Because I need to get back to work. Am I going to be doing something different?
Okay, Daisy, you want to go first?
Okay.
I scared her.
Why, you scared of Daisy? She's not going to do anything to you.
No, I scared you. I scared you. Cause I'm going to tell you, I'm 68 years old. I move on the floor as a CNA like I'm 30, and they can't get anything wrong with me. So they turn around and say, well, Linda called me an ass. So I got to go. I'm telling you, I sat behind a newspaper for 30 minutes not to talk. What?
You have been on a cycle of challenges, you know, with your family, with your job, with moving, with being
I cut them out.
Destitute.
They're done. My family's gone. I cut them out. I cut them off altogether. Just like you said, I'm on a rebirth.
Okay.
Sorry.
And so you all this stuff that you were disillusioned with and felt that this last thing was the last of it. And I got good news. You got something coming up where you're finally going to be appreciated and probably rewarded too. I mean, they reward good people wherever you're going.
Okay.
And there's something coming up, and I've got it within 5 to 10 days. And this is going to probably be the best place you've ever worked.
Okay, I'm going to add to that. Now, the only thing about it may be that that you won't get paid as much as you did before. But I think you're going to have to make a decision about that. And you may have to drive a little more. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it costs you more money getting there. So... yeah, it looks like Daisy said, it's like when I laid the card, it looks like from sorrow to light, like you're going to be happy with what you're getting. But, you know, you always have to watch not to go overboard. You swing to both sides. Either you're miserable or you're extremely ecstatic. And so be careful about holding the middle because you're going to have to work on that. Because, you know, your psyche is extremely simulated right now. So you're feeling things and you know things, but it scares you because some of the stuff that you feel and know is not pleasant. So then you get sidetracked in your misery, and then you can't progress yourself otherwise, so you have to make sure you stay in the middle.
Okay.
When you get miserable, just tell yourself it changes the next minute anyway. I'm just going to hold still for a minute. Let's see. Let's wait for a minute, and then you're going to feel better already because that's how it works for you. Okay?
Okay. So what? Am I going to do something with my associate degree in healthcare management?
It looks... Yeah. Healthcare.
What
management?
Okay.
Healthcare?
Yeah.
Okay.
Healthcare. Yeah.
Am I something with management, or is it like no?
No, I think it's with management, and I think it's going to make you extremely. Because I got nothing, but this is the best yet, you know. You save the best for the last.
You can definitely use your feminine energy there. You definitely will do well. But you have to I say you have to watch the up and down kind of mood swings you have that are at times extreme. And you have to watch that on your next in your next position.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Everybody,
okay.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
love you,
you
too.
Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for hanging in there without.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Okay. These are people I tried to get before.
Hello. You're on the air.
Well, this is Meredith again, and I'm super happy I got recycled through.
I got you because I got her back on the line, so ask your question.
Thank you. Okay, Lexi, here's my question. I've been anxiously awaiting getting a hearing from you. So I also am, I'm I'm just a partial astrologer when I have my free time. Been doing it for about 40 years now. And I have not studied nation states astrology, and I'm wondering if you are familiar with what happens in Pluto kind of returns to countries. So I know England, for instance, has been around for many, 1,000 years or whatever. France, even longer. Germany's new. But anyway, these states have been around for a long time in other countries, and I'm wondering what happens when Pluto, when a Pluto return, we're approaching that time when there's a Pluto return for this country, and I'm just wondering what happens to other nations.
Well, Pluto, remember, Pluto is about power. So when there's a Pluto return, it's a transformation of that power. So it can be either going down the hill or it can go into a new way of functioning. I do feel if it's for us, because I haven't checked that out, I'm glad you bring that up. If it's for us, that means we are definitely on the track of that beautiful new transformation in a good way, because we already aligned with freedom from the beginning of this country, even after we done wrong, so to speak, with the Indians and all. But we really did have the freedom in some way, but it was never pure. So now we have to purify that, because Pluto digs into the crevices of our soul to purify that aspect in us. So that is also loosely, if you're saying it's happening now, also in opposition to Pluto out here, which actually multiplies that event that we need to create, that true freedom, that true transformation, that true humanitarian kind of thing that we claim we have. And one of the things with Pluto and Cancer is because, Cancer it often doesn't really want to do it because it's, America is a country where you say, I see you later, and you mean it, okay? It's that kind of thing. We have to truly transform that part of our soul and become honest. And the transparency has to penetrate everything in our country. And that's going to take some cleaning up because we have a lot of dirt out here.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's interesting because there are countries like Egypt and ancient Babylonia that clearly went through some difficult times and no longer really exist in the way they used to. I'm wondering, I'm always fascinated when people have their Pluto returns, and I've seen many people having their Pluto returns ending up having like life-threatening experiences. Some of them pass away in their Pluto returns, and very few people have Pluto returns because we don't live for 300 years, or 250 years.
Exactly. Most people don't.
Most people don't, right? But the people who have, one of my best friends passed away on her third hit, my ex-husband went through it, and he almost died by fire 3 times. So, but he survived, obviously. But, I'm just saying that, I really like to know something. You know what your views are on that.
Well, I'm going to leave you with this, that Pluto digs into the crevices of the soul of the thing that it is transforming. So if it is a country, it will have to deal with all the dirt and all the crap that went on. So if there are wars and people are still warring, then the country is going to undergo even more deprivation because they're supposed to actually transform the darkness. So that transformation has to take place, but it also has to go through all the dark things that it already perpetrated. So this is kind of what you're seeing now, and it actually affects the whole world because the freedom that we claimed we had, even though we really didn't totally, is what we now have to prove. Do we really have it? And then the world will follow because the world always kind of looked at America. It always was like the leader in some way. Not that we really did that, but the perception was that for many years. We were either hated here or we were loved. So that has to change.
It feels very complicated in the context of this Ukrainian war and our deeper support for them. I mean, I totally support
it. It's not really a war there. Let's not talk about this, but it isn't really a war.
Yeah.
It is a cleaning up of some things that need to be cleaned up, okay? And we are either aligning with NATO and the UN, which we are aligning with the globalists, or we are not doing that, and we go on our own way. And that is part of that whole transformational thing that has to take place. And it's huge. It's huge.
Yes.
But I do feel I have the trust of humanity that we have reached a point of unity enough to go past all this. It takes only a certain number, a percentage of humans to wake up and realize that will drag along the rest. So I do hope and feel, let's go with that. I do feel that we have reached that point of that tipping point of transformation to the good.
I do too. And
that has to do with the technology. You see, the technology also... let's go there for a minute. Okay, so Aquarius is about humanitarian type of thing. America has always claimed to be humanitarian. I'm not saying that America is, but the claim, the perception of the country that we wanted others to perceive was that of that, which now we now have to prove for real, which Aquarius is about humanitarian behavior, and because the new age is coming in, so there's a push from all angles for us now to take the lead in that behavior. And it has to come through our understanding. This is why we need to tell people to what's going on, the ones that don't know yet, that get stuck in politics, in racism, and fighting about health, and thinking that people mean you well when they don't. We have to let them know. We have to talk about it. I don't want to say
what we're
much
gonna
about
do.
It otherwise, but this
okay,
is enough.
Once a month, we're going to do that on this radio show. So continue with us, and I thank you for participating, okay?
Thank you for your questions.
So
they were really profound. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure. Lovely to speak with you.
All right, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she had a question for you when I lost you. That's why I went back to her.
Yes. Because that type of talk helps other people, too. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we got other callers as well. Yeah, let me say to you, everyone that's listening, and that Lexi is a gifted person, and she is available at lexiastrology@gmail.com, and she offers a variety of chart services and readings, so that's how you contact her. I'll repeat that again. That is Lexi, L-E-X-I, astrology@gmail.com, and she offers a variety of services, and you know, we are going through an emotional time in numerology with all the twos, and then what she explained today with the changing of ages. So it's probably really a good thing to find out what's the latest concerning you. So that's how you contact her. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. I'll go back to that in a minute.
Hello? My name is
Maria. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
You hear me?
Hi.
Okay.
Yes.
My name is Maria. I call from Mallorca.
From Mallorca?
Okay.
Maria.
Okay. Hi, Maria. You're calling from Spain?
No, I'm calling from New York. Rockley County.
Oh, New York. New York. I'm sorry. Now, that was confusing. Okay.
We needed that laughter.
Yes, we did. All right. And what's your question, Maria?
And the question is, my birthday coming up soon. And I wait for settlement. You think I'm going to get a settlement? I can make my birthday nice.
You get what?
I wait for settlement. Yes. You think I'm going to get it soon?
Oh, a settlement. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me look at this. Okay, there's a lot of confusion about the settlement, and I wouldn't count on it too much at this time because there's going to be a lot of interference. Have you had that already?
When do you think they're going to be soon, or I've got to wait this year?
Well, like I said, there are problems here. It always seems like it's going to go, and then it doesn't.
I see.
I got the same thing, hard work. But eventually,
yeah.
It's hard work, though. Yeah.
We've got to wait.
Same thing.
I'm so sorry. I wish I could have told you different, but I don't see that in the near future. No.
Mm-mm.
I see. I'm
it just seems like
it's
blinking.
It this summer.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You see me? I'm gonna travel overseas, isn't it?
I don't understand you. What was the settlement for? Did that have something to do with work?
No. It's a little bit about the work of my husband. My husband at the settlement.
I don't understand.
It's just
the insurance.
It's
insurance?
A long time.
Yeah.
I laid some more cards, no. And by the way, the amount that you were hoping for is not going to be that amount either. So I wouldn't count on it. Don't count on it.
I don't know when they're going to get it.
It's going to take a while. It's a lot of work.
Go on. You see, I'm going to go in Italy this year.
Are you going to Italy?
Yeah, you see me to go?
Okay, that's two questions.
I'm going to say yes to that. I'll say yes to that.
It's going to be back and forth, but then in the end you're going to do it. You're going to go anyway. Yeah, you're gonna go back and forth about it a little bit. I think you should just go ahead and do it, no matter what. You should just do it, even so you were hoping to get this money first to actually do it, but I think you should do it anyway. You don't need all this money to do that with.
Yeah,
so.
I just financials are gonna prove,
Okay.
All
right.
We thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hang in there. It's just going to take a while, okay? God bless.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. I think I have one more here. It didn't get... Let's try this. Hello? I think this is a listener. I've tried that several times and got no response. So,
okay.
And they're still on. They're listening. So
right.
Who's our Q you, and we have finished all of our callers. I'm sorry about all the technical difficulties, but we didn't leave anybody out this time. That's a plus.
Well,
everybody
we didn't
got
do it
taken care of.
Right. Well, we didn't
again,
do it
if you. If you need to contact Lexi, it's at lexiastrology@gmail.com. And she has a variety of services, including reading cards. And I'm at Keen, daisy644478, at keen.com. We thank everyone for participating today, and we thank everyone and we hope everything goes well, and we need to be prepared, and we need to practice meditation, as I talked about earlier in metaphysics. It's called soaking in the presence of love, which is God. God is love. So we thank you for everyone, and we say God bless, and I will notify you through email for the next radio show.
All right, Daisy, thank you for having me.